I Will Come Home, Chapter 6, Counting Eggs. A little higher, Mrs. Baxter said. There. Betsy held her hands up and apart to stretch the skein of light brown yarn while Mrs. Baxter rolled it into a ball. Mrs. Prestridge had dropped off several skeins of yarn that she had just had spun at the mill from her sheep's fleeces. I had no idea it would come to so much with just those few fleeces, she declared. I couldn't possibly use all this yarn. Betsy knew that there was no such thing as too much yarn, but she also knew that there was no such thing as too much charity. So she kept quiet and smiled while Mrs. Baxter thanked Mrs. Prestridge and invited her to have some tea. "Oh, I didn't mean to interrupt your day," Mrs. Prestridge said, but Mrs. Baxter insisted. "It's no interruption at all," she said. "Betsy and I were just about to have a cup, and I've made some tea cakes. Besides, Tommy will be up from his nap soon, and he interrupts everything." And so they had tea with Mrs. Prestridge, who remembered Mrs. Baxter back when she was Betsy's age, and Betsy back when she was Tommy's age, and who absolutely couldn't believe how big Tommy was growing. After Mrs. Prestridge left, Betsy had gone out to the hen house to collect the day's eggs while Mrs. Baxter washed up the tea things. Now Tommy was playing with a wooden spoon and a tin bowl on the floor.